ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग एवरीबॉडी। इट इज अ ग्रेट प्लेजर एंड अ प्रिविलेज टू एड्रेस माय फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम द एंटायर कॉर्नर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। ऑल ऑफ यू मस्ट बी थिंकिंग what is the relation between health and spirituality? We have come all across the world from far off places to learn spirituality here, but today's topic is regarding health. Are you all interested for this? Because health and spirituality, both the topics, they are interrelated. That's why if you go through the Indian scriptures, in India, in the most ancient period, the great rishis, sadhus and monks, they realized the importance of health. And while doing meditation, practicing spirituality in life, they could realize that if the body is not healthy, the mind is not healthy, it is very difficult to concentrate on God, to meditate. That's why they taught about different postural exercises and pranayams. And this is very famous nowadays by Ramdev Baba. You must have seen in the TVs, those who see the early in the morning, Ramdev Baba teaches so many postural exercises. These are called asanas and pranayams. But people say that yoga. But Baba revealed us that actually that is not yoga. Yoga is taught by God, the supreme teacher of yoga himself. No human being can teach you meditation. So whatever these sadhus and rishis they taught, they are different postural exercises, physical exercises to keep the body fit. All of you are following English? Everybody following? Is it clear? Okay. So they could realize, suppose somebody is not healthy, he is having backache, pain in the knees, pain in the teeth or somewhere, it is very difficult to meditate and concentrate on God. So to make this body healthy, during the ancient period in India, there was no health clubs, there was no gymkhanas or wellness clinic where you have to go and make yourself fit. There were no instruments like bulwarkar or some dumbbell or some different things people give to do exercise. So during those days, without having any instrument or equipment, how to keep the body fit, they were teaching. And those are called asanas and pranayams. Some breathing exercises, some mobility of the different parts of the body, postural exercises to keep the body fit. So that once you are fit, healthy, then you can meditate and concentrate on God. But in course of time, people forgot the meditation, the original thing, and they concentrated more and more on these exercises. And now these exercises are called yoga. In fact, they are not called yoga. Baba is now revealing us, yoga, it is nothing related to our physical body. So health is a very important aspect to have a spiritual progress also. If you want to become a perfect yogi and spiritually to become a fast effort maker, then your body should also be equally fit. So today I'll share certain things about the aspects of health, how to remain completely healthy. So most welcome again to this program. Actually, Most of us in India particularly, we pray to God and we ask many things from God. In India, people ask, "Oh God, grant me a healthy life." Some ask for some treasures. Some ask for different things. People ask different things from God. But if somebody asks me, ask only one thing from God. Do you know what shall I ask to God? I will ask for health only. Why? Why health is so important? There are so many things in the life. But why health is so important? Because I will explain you later on. Sorry. So when you ask something to God, God also tells, actually, do you want to listen to me? So God is telling, my children, you need not ask anything from me. It is your birthright. Ever healthy, ever happy life is your birthright. But adopt a spiritual lifestyle. Then only you will become completely healthy. Because our lifestyle today is not spiritual. That's why we are suffering from so many diseases. In the modern world, you will not get a single individual right from the birth till the end, till the death, he will be completely healthy. There won't be any ailments. It is very difficult to get such a person. So, there are three most important things, valuable things in life. One is health, the other is wealth, the third is happiness. But the priority goes to the health. Why? If you are healthy, then you can earn wealth also. You can become wealthy. If you are yourself diseased, it is very difficult to earn wealth. And similarly, if you are healthy, then only you can become happy, cheerful. If you are suffering, you are diseased, naturally happiness will not come. So those who are healthy, they can become wealthy too and happiness also. So health is the most important aspect of life. And when health is lost, there is a proverb you must have heard. When money is lost, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, everything is lost. But now in the modern age context, I can say, when health is lost, everything is lost. How? When health is lost, your economy is lost. Your euphoria is lost. Euphoria means sense of well-being. Someday you do not know. You feel, no, I am not feeling good. I am not feeling good. That is also a sign of sickness. Sign of unhealthy sign. So, when you are unhealthy, then your euphoria is also lost. Then your entertainment in life is lost. Suppose everybody is celebrating Diwali and you are suppose sick, you are unhealthy. You cannot enjoy. And you cannot, there won't be any entertainment in life. Similarly, you cannot do effort also. Baba says, make fast effort because time is very short. So those who are healthy only can make fast effort. And they go very fast in the spiritual effort also. But if you are unhealthy, you cannot do effort also. Similarly, the enthusiasm is lost. Then endeavor is lost. Enjoyment in life is lost. Suppose you are diabetic, everybody is enjoying gulab jamun, rasgulla and all these things. You will be just looking at them. You can't take. And similarly, you lose energy also. And the whole essence of life is lost. So, when health is lost, almost everything is lost. So health is the most important treasure in life. And think of your wonderful and priceless human body. This body is a beautiful machine. There is no such machine scientists till now they have discovered. So it is a very wonderful machine, priceless human body. But do you have a maintenance manual for this? Do you have any maintenance manual? You purchase a machine or something costly equipment, the company will give you a manual. But do you have a manual of this your priceless body? No, nobody has. So think of your wonderful and priceless human body, where you, since your birth till the last breath, not few seconds, few hours, few days, few months, few years, since you have taken birth till your last breath, you stay in your bodily home. But you create a home and you decorate it, you spend so much of money for that, you take so much of pain to decorate it, but do you spend such time for your human body, which is such a beautiful house where you stay for such a whole entire life, not only few years, few hours? Do you take care of that amount? No, all of us, we do not care our body. Most of us, we run after wealth, neglecting our health in the first of half of our body, half our life. Till 50 years of age, we always think that we should earn a lot of money so that we can have good house, good bungalows, good cars, good everything, and we should enjoy. So people run after money, 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 money. But after the age of 50, all of a sudden there is acute chest pain, myocardial infarction, heart attack, and you are admitted in a ICU. You spend the entire amount of wealth you have deposited till now. So is it wise? There should be a balance in life. This body is not a machine so that you can use it day and night always. The machine also, they need rest. So there should be a balance. Baba always says, my children, you all have 24 hours, and out of 24 hours, 8 hours for your own body, you have to feed it, you have to take sufficient rest, you should relax for 8 hours. Rest 8 hours, you can work hard so that you can sustain yourself, your family, everybody. And still you get 8 hours more. And that 8 hours you give to me, Baba says. And you give that time for your own individual spiritual effort and for the service of the humanity, entire globe. So those who keep a balance, they experience a blissful life. Their life becomes blissful and they receive blessings from God and everybody. So if you want to enjoy your life, then keep a balance. That's why Shri Baba has a name. He is called Nataraj. Do you know? How many of you know that God, Shri Baba's a name is called Nataraj? Yes, many know. So Nataraj means, what is the meaning of nut? Nut is a person. In India particularly, if you go to different villages, many people, they come. They will put bamboos in a very, in a distant way, and there will be a big rope. And on that rope, somebody will be walking on that rope, keeping a balance. So he is called nut. And people, so many people will be looking at him and enjoying and commenting. Somebody will say, now he'll fall down, fall down. Somebody will say, no, no, he will not fall down. So many criticism, comments people give, but he will not listen to anybody. He'll be on the rope, he will be keeping a balance, he'll from one end to that end, he'll reach. So he's called Nut. But Shri Baba is called Nataraj. Why? He teaches us how to keep a balance in life. And when Baba establishes this yajna, so many people criticize, so many people give comments, but Baba never listened to anybody. He keeps on establishing his, playing his role, and ultimately he establishes heaven on this earth. So he is called the king of all the nuts, Nataraj. Okay? So Baba teaches us also to keep a balance in the life. And what is the definition of health then? So if health is such an important thing in life, for spiritual progress also, so what is the definition of health? People usually come to me because I am a diabetologist, I take care of obesity also. Many people, they come to me, and when I ask them, Oh, you are so obese, overweight. So people say, doctor, I was very healthy initially, but now I have reduced a little bit. Is it okay? So to become more obese, is it a sign of healthy? Healthy sign? No. So the common people, they think in a different way. But what is the definition of WHO, World Health Organization? What is the definition? WHO defines health as the complete physical, mental, and the social well-being of a person, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Only somebody does not have any ailments, some disease or sufferings, that does not mean that he is healthy. He should be physically healthy, he should be mentally healthy, he should be socially healthy. Then only it is called complete health. But what is physical health? What people think of physical health? Somebody looks very handsome or beautiful, his all limbs are okay, he is doing all work, very fair complexion, looking very nice, then people say, oh, he is healthy. But actually, his blood pressure should be also normal. There should not be any fever, the temperature should be also normal. And his body weight should be ideal. According to the height, all of us, we should have an ideal body weight. Do you know what is the ideal body weight? Anybody? What should be the ideal body weight of an adult person? Anybody? 70 kg? No, it is according to the height of the person. The height in centimeter minus 100 for males and minus 105 for females. Suppose my height is 180 centimeter. I deduct 100, so 80 kilogram, 80 kg is should be my ideal body weight. But females, you should deduct 105. Okay? So, to be physically healthy, somebody's weight should be also ideal. And his digestive system should be good. Whatever he is consuming, he should digest it properly. Then he should have adequate good sleep also. And he can run, he can do physical activities, work, anything. Then we consider that this individual is healthy, physically healthy. Clear? Similarly, but physical health, mind, my dear friends, it is like compared to an iceberg. An iceberg floating in the sea, almost 1/8 is visible, 1/8 person is visible, rest is submerged below the water. And if you look at the only visible aspect, it is only 1/8 part. You'll be thinking it is a small iceberg. But no, majority is buried inside. So similarly, looking at the external feature, only physical health aspect, it is very, almost very negligible aspect of the complete health. One cannot be defined as completely healthy looking at his physical posture only. We should be mentally healthy also. But who is mentally healthy? Who is mentally healthy? A individual who keeps a balance of his family responsibility and social responsibility. You discharge your responsibility and there should not be swings of your moods throughout the day. Sometimes very euphoric, very delighted, and sometimes very depressed. You are not talking to anybody. There should be some emotional balance also. Then only you are mentally healthy. You should have love, affection and emotions with your fellow beings. And you are capable to discharge your duties of your family, of your society, of your office. There should be a balance. Then only you are mentally healthy. Similarly, what is social health? What is social health? The society where you are staying, you should have a perfect cooperation, integration between each other, and you should live harmoniously, and you should extend your support to others and receive support from others also, and you should take care of the children and the elderly people, and simultaneously you should take care of the environment also. Where you are staying, you should be aware of taking care of the environment also. Then only you are called socially healthy. But there is another aspect, the fourth dimension of health. People do not know about that. What is that fourth dimension? That is spiritual health. So what is spiritual health? You'll be surprised to know, I have addressed many doctors of my professions in thousands of different experts of health. I have asked them, anybody, please define what is spiritual health. Nobody knows about that. And God, being the supreme surgeon, He is teaching us what is spiritual health. You know what is spiritual health? Spiritual health means you should be aware of that you are a soul, you are an immortal soul, imperishable soul, and you are a point of divine light. You are not this body, physical body. And looking others also as soul. We are the birds of the same branch, sitting in the same branch, same feather. So looking everybody, considering oneself as soul, looking everybody also as soul, and thinking that this world is a family, this world family. We are the children of the same father, Godfather. And Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, we are the children of God. Hum aapas mein bhai bhai, we are the children of the same God. Irrespective of age, sex, caste, creed, looking everybody as soul. And always thinking of the benefit of the whole world and remembering the supreme Shiva Baba, then only you are spiritually healthy. So those who do not know about the spirit and the supreme spirit, how can they become spiritually healthy? So the real definition of health, what is the real definition of health? In Hindi it is called swasthya, swasthya. And this swasthya comes from two words, swa plus tha, that is swasthya. What is the meaning? When you are stabilizing yourself in your own original virtues, then only you are perfectly healthy. Swastha means stabilizing oneself in his own original stage. What is the original stage? What is the original stage? All of us, we know, we have seven basic core values, original values in life. They are knowledge, purity, peace, love, joy, bliss and power. These are the seven basic inherent qualities of the soul. When we stabilize ourselves with these seven virtues, original values, we are called spiritually healthy, completely healthy. And when the soul has 100% of these values, at that time it is called Sato Pradhan. There are seven. In Hindi it is called Sat. So Sato Pradhan Sthiti. In golden age, Lakshmi Narayan, they had complete health because they had all these seven qualities in 100%. And when you have all these seven qualities in 100%, you enjoy the complete health. When we stabilize ourselves in our own original stage with all seven basic values, then only we are completely healthy. And when you are spiritually healthy, that means with your all seven virtues, 100%, what happens? It reflects your all bodily organs also. When you are knowledgeful, your nervous systems get activated. They remain healthy. You see our Dadi Janaki at the age of 95, 96. She recollects the things 60 years, 50 years back and tells as if the yesterday's happenings. Till now she is so erect and walking. Memory is so sharp. So with the help of knowledge, your nervous systems, they remain perfect. Similarly, when you are pure, there is purity 100%. All your five sense organs also, they are quite good. Similarly, when you are peaceful, your respiratory system becomes absolutely alright. And when you are loveful, you never have any heart attack or any health, heart problem, cardiovascular system problems. Similarly, when you are in joy, you are delighted, you are happy, you will never have peptic ulcer, hyperacidity and all this gastric problem. Those who have tension, worries and all, they develop all this indigestion, acidity and all, they come to us. And when you are blissful, extremely happy, your body immunity increases and your all endocrine system, they work properly. And when you are powerful, your musculoskeletal system also works wonderfully. So when you have all these seven basic values, core values, you are 100% perfect, then all your bodily organs also, they remain also okay. So when you are spiritually healthy, naturally you will become physically also healthy. Isn't it? Yes? Yes? Okay. Similarly, when you are spiritually healthy, you are thinking yourself that I am a peaceful soul, I am a loveful soul, you will be mentally healthy. You will be seeing others and behaving as if we are the children of the same God, we are brothers. So you will be socially healthy. So that's why we can say that spiritual health is the foundation of physical, mental and social health. Isn't it? Those who say yes, please raise your hand. Yes. So spiritual health is the foundation, but people do not know what is spiritual health. Those who realize the spiritual health, they remain spiritually healthy, automatically their physical health, social health, mental health, everything, they will be completely healthy. And Lakshmi Narayan, Ram Sita in the golden age and silver age, you see, for 2500 years we are all healthy, completely healthy, absolutely free from all diseases, just because Baba is making us spiritually healthy now. So those who become spiritually healthy, they enjoy the complete health. Clear? So what is spiritual health? Then I will tell about that. So spiritual health is the key for complete health. If you want to remain healthy, Baba tells, for 21 births you will be completely healthy, my children. There won't be any suffering. There won't be any hospitals in the golden age and silver age. So how it is possible? It is just possible because of spiritual health. Baba is teaching us, making us spiritually healthy. So spiritual health is the key. And life becomes colorful when you are healthy. But when you are suffering, then life becomes miserable. Isn't it? So everybody wants to become healthy? Everybody? Or anybody wants that, no, I should not be healthy? Because in Indian philosophy, you'll read Mahabharata. In Mahabharata, Kunti, the mother of all the Pandavas, once God asked her, you ask anything, I am ready to give you. Ask anything. So what did Kunti ask, do you know? Kunti asked God, oh God, please give me sufferings. So God asked why. She told, if I am healthy and happy, I will forget you. That's why please give me suffering so that I will remember you. But no. Baba says, those who remember in healthy state, there won't be suffering only in their life. So remember in the healthy state. Why you will forget? So we should not ask for suffering to God. Okay? And so why people have become diseased in this world? If you see, there won't be a single person who will say that I am completely healthy. Is anybody? Have you seen somebody? So why we have become diseased? Why we have become diseased? The cause is unhealthy lifestyle. What is the peculiarity here in this picture? Do you mark? Most of the double foreigners, they have not seen. Look. He is a sannyasi. What is there in this hand? Cigarette. And what is this in this hand? Cell phone. So being a sannyasi, so look at his lifestyle. Unhealthy sleeping habit. Nowadays, people, where they are sleeping, how they are sleeping. You see, the remote is on the top of the belly and sleeping on the sofa set. So this is called unhealthy sleeping habit. And you'll be surprised to know, the scientist says both inadequate and excess sleep causes heart disease and diabetes, the lifestyle related diseases. They are common because people sleep excessively. Suppose today is a holiday, so people will be day and night, they will be sleeping and sleeping. And sometimes if they are overworked, they won't sleep only. And in the working place, they will be yearning. So these, they cause all these diseases, non-communicable diseases. And in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, if you read Gita, God has told those, the yogis, ati nidra anidra, yogi ka lakshan nahi hai. Too much sleep and inadequate sleep, these are not the signs of a yogi. So you should have a balance of everything. Baba teaches us when to sleep, when to get up, what to do, everything like a father and mother. So this is unhealthy sleeping habit. Similarly, unhealthy eating habit. What people are eating and how much they are eating, you'll be surprised to see. Small kids even, see, with a remote on the hand and having a Coca-Cola glass in the other hand and chips, burgers and whatnot. People are taking all these things. This, for this reason, they are unhealthy. So all these are unhealthy diets. Donuts, burger, and these, you see, the French fries, the cookies, chips, these eggs and non-vegetarian diets and these cold drinks and all these things. These are rich in calories, trans fats and many things which cause cancers and so many ailments. These are unhealthy diet. And the fast food and junk food we are enjoying, we think that these are things to enjoy. So there is change in lifestyle. Previously, we are having healthy diet. You know, in an ideal plate, 50% should be vegetables, fruits, salads. 25% should be carbohydrate, like chapati or rice. And 25% should be protein, like dal or curd, yogurt, similar things. But most of us, we have very imbalanced diet. What we are taking, we do not know ourselves. Green revolution with hybrid varieties and better fertilizers produced abundant food. Nowadays, you'll get anything. You throw money and you'll get anything anytime. So we have abundant food and we are taking whatever we like. Very high calories diet, and that's why we are unhealthy today. So the repercussion, you see what we have become. And our children also, they are taking all these fast food, junk food, and they are also overweight and obese since childhood. And when we are eating something, at that time also, we do not sit silently, do not remember God. At that time also, we will be seeing movies and gossiping each other, and how much we are consuming, we do not know ourselves. So avoid fasting and feasting. Both are harmful for your health. In India particularly, people fast. I can ask one question. How many of you really fast in your life? Do you take fast? Okay. In fact, in medical science also, we say that fasting is harmful. Because if you fast, every day you are taking something, food, and all of a sudden you do not take anything. What will happen? The body will secrete all the digestive enzymes and all these things like routine, daily. And without having your food, you may develop your peptic ulcer, acidity. And those who are suffering from gout is precipitated by fasting. Fasting is not good, medically also. And similarly in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also, God has told, अति आहार अनाहार योगी का लक्षण नहीं है. ए योगी शुड नॉट फास्ट और नाउ टुडे देयर इज ब्रह्मा भोजन सो टेक अप टू दिस. नो, इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट. देयर शुड बी अ बैलेंस इन लाइफ. सो फिस्टिंग एंड फास्टिंग बोथ आर हार्मफुल फॉर योर बॉडी. देयर शुड बी अ बैलेंस फूड हैबिट. एंड पुअर हेल्थ इज डायरेक्टली लिंक्ड टू द डाइट एंड लाइफस्टाइल चॉइसेस. So majority of us, we are suffering because we don't have a good lifestyle. And we are consuming what we are not supposed to eat. To lengthen thy life, lessen thy meals. If you want to live longer, then you have to reduce your... Somebody has told, if you want to live longer, then reduce your food. If you take less quantity of food, you'll never suffer. Yes. Similarly, we have changed our lifestyle. Previously, we were very much active, and we have become sedentary nowadays. You see, a fellow is sitting in front of the computer, a laptop, and here there is a spider net here. He's no time to even clean his office. So previously we were very active and doing all hard work, but now with the invention of all these machines and equipments, we have become sedentary. That is the root cause of suffering. So sedentary lifestyle, this is the change in our lifestyle. And nowadays, you'll be surprised to see, in our offices, we have chairs having wheels. And suppose there is a file there in the rack, you'll not get up and go and have the file. Well, with the chair only, you'll be like this and again come back like this. You don't have any time. Similarly, with the remote controls and all these things, we do all our activities. We don't move even. And we have all these modern gadgets and everything. Suppose you have a car, beautiful car, and you don't drive. Just you put in the garage. What will happen? After a few years, what will happen? Similarly, this body is a vehicle. You should use it. You should utilize it. You should mobilize it. Then only you will remain healthy. Most of the ladies, they come to me for consultation. What they will say? They will say, "Doctor, see, my arm, I am unable to lift it." Previously, particularly ladies, they were cleaning their clothes and they were in the sun, they were putting like this to dry it. In India particularly, we do like that. But nowadays, we have washing machines, just put on the button, everything cleaned. We have drying machine also, put on the button, everything is dried up. There is no need to dry it like that. So you have never lifted your hands like this any time in your life. What will happen? "Doctor, I can't lift. How can you lift it? So this is the repercussion of our sedentary lifestyle. And successful application of various scientific inventions and their practical use across the entire spectrum of the society lessened the physical exertion of the human beings. So we have a lot of this electronics and equipments and all these gadgets, scientific inventions. That's why we have become physically inactive. For that reason, we are unhealthy. And nowadays, we have the televisions, 24 hours, multi-channel televisions and video games. We are enjoying all this thing and we are sitting hours together. We do not move. That is the reason why we have become sedentary. And in our house also, we have various equipments for mothers particularly. They have all these grinders and drying machine and washing machine and what not. Previously, people were doing hard work themselves. But nowadays, nobody does. And change in lifestyle. Previously, our life was very stress-free. But nowadays, everybody, you look at the children even, and the elderly people also, everybody is full of stress and tension in life. And we are overworked. And hurry, worry and curry. These have become very quite essential features of our life. And there is competitive lifestyle and materialistic goals. These have actually made our life very miserable today. And unhealthy habits also. Initially people think that drinking alcohol is a status, social status. Initially the individual is drinking the bottle. Later on, the bottle is drinking the human being. You see, majority of the car accidents and all these things are due to all alcohol intoxication. So this is the wrong lifestyle we have adopted. For that reason, we are suffering from various diseases. Similarly, all these smokings, initially the individual is smoking the cigarette, later on, the cigarette is smoking the individual. We are burning ourselves. And all these things which make habit and addiction, they are really harmful for us. May it be coffee, may it be tea, all these things. And in India particularly, pan parag and this gutka and masalas, so many things are available, tobacco in different forms. They are harmful for our body. And unhealthy surroundings, we have polluted our atmosphere. We have so many industries and all these things, and for that reason we are having all this bronchial asthma, bronchitis, then chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And similarly, we have polluted our surroundings wherever we are, and we have polluted our rivers and ponds and everywhere. And unhealthy relations, I always say, see, look at them. They are the Lakshmi Narayan of Iron Age. Somebody is facing this side, somebody is facing this side. And this is the relation, every home people are not having good relation with our own family members. And all these negativities, this lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, all these things, negativities in life, they have really made us unhealthy. And you'll be surprised to see in America 20% of children and 65% of adults are overweight in America. And you'll be seeing such type of people in America. Can you believe? This man is almost 300 kilograms, kgs. And not only males, the sisters will be very happy. Look at the sisters also. And this is an Indian scenario. I always see our security people themselves, they are insecure. And here in this picture you see, in 1990, our television set and this computer and all these things were bulky like this, and we were slim like this. And 2011, our computer and this TV has become like this, we have become like this. If you are overweight by only 10 kilograms, your heart has to pump excess of 1000 liters blood per day. So imagine what will happen to your heart. Only 10 kilogram body weight, if you increase by weight, your heart has to overwork like this. So greater the waistline, shorter the lifeline. People think this is a sign of prosperity. So you'll be surprised to see people are having such pot bellied, and these are the sign of ill health. In Hindi we say, when जब पेट बन जाता है मटका, स्वास्थ्य को लगता है झटका. So what is there in this belly? All this diabetes, hypertension, dyslipidemia and heart disease, all these diseases are there inside. And so change your diet and change your lifestyle. If you want to really become healthy, then you have to change this lifestyle. We have changed it. We have to change this. Then only you will become healthy. And choose fruits and vegetables over unhealthy fatty foods. All of us, we are taking all these fatty foods rich in oil and ghee and butter and all these things. For that reason, we are becoming overweight and we are ill. And that's why we should take lot of fruits, vegetables. These are healthy. So, Sunday ho ya Monday, kabhi na khao ande. So, there was a slogan previously. The doctors themselves, they were telling, every day you should take egg. But those scientists now, they say, they have changed their version. They say the egg is rich in cholesterol and lecithin and what not, and all these heart diseases, high blood pressure and all these diseases are due to this. So never take all these things. And honestly, since my childhood, I have never touched all this non-vegetarian for a single day even. What happened to my health? If you read the biography of all the big people of the world, they are all vegetarian. Do you know the strongest animal in the animal kingdom? It is elephant. Is he herbivorous or carnivorous? Herbivorous. So, hot dogs. And this is the news. It kills 70 children annually in states. And the children are very fond of this. Chips, crackers and cookies, they contain fats, trans fats. They cause heart disease and all problems, and we consume a lot of that. I can demonstrate you in one chip only. Two of anybody volunteer, two can come to the stage. Please come. Sister, come. Anybody, any two sisters, please come here. I'll demonstrate you how much fat one chip contains. Please come. I'll just demonstrate. You look at how much calories, how much fat it contains. Just two sisters, they come here. This is a chip. I'm just burning it. And you'll count how much of oil is dropping from here. You'll count. And it is burning. You see how much oil it is there. Actually, you'll be surprised to know it is half also. And it is there. So much of oil is there. In one chip, I have burned in this stage only. 30 drops of oil, they were falling from one chip. And so it was burning for such a long period of time. So much of oil is there inside. So imagine in... Thank you. Just put it up. Yeah, put it up. So keep it here. So imagine if in one chip only, if you have 10 to 15 drops, even 30 drops, I have counted once, it was just dripping like this. So if only one chip, it contains so much of oil. When you consume chips, how much chips you can consume? One or two? In a peck, whatever amount comes, we look at the TV and go on eating it. We do not know how much we are eating. And we say that, oh, we do not take anything, but still we are so much having body weight. It is never possible. And the fat is the notorious thing which has make us unhealthy. And when you purchase these type of chips from outside package, they, in a big cauldron, they put oil and repeatedly they go on frying it. And that becomes unsaturated and trans fats. That is the real notorious that causes cancer and so many diseases. So these fried things, if you take plenty of all these things, they are the root cause of obesity. And God is telling us, look at Lakshmi Narayan, how perfectly they are physically fit and healthy. I had made your body like a temple, but what you have made it? It is a storage of oils and ghees and all these things you have put, make it like this. मैं तुम्हारा शरीर को मंदिर बना के गया था, तुम इसको घी तेल का गुदाम बना के रखा है. So, see, obesity, it kills almost 30,000 people annually in states. Because of obesity only, 30,000 of people, they die of the complications of obesity. So obesity is not a sign of prosperity, it is a sign of illness, unhealthy sign. And so keep fit with physical activity and exercise. So what are the different types of exercises? Aerobic exercise, anaerobic exercise, and yogasans. There are three types of exercises. How much time you can sit, sister? Another 15-20 minutes? Okay, you don't have another class after this? So I will take another 10-15 minutes. So there are three types of classes. Aerobic exercise, like walking, jogging, cycling, all this aerobic exercise. In open air, you consume oxygen and you do exercise. These are called aerobic exercise. Anaerobic exercise, you put some weight and you are doing in a health club and all these things. These are called, they are called anaerobic exercises. And yogasana, most of us, you must be knowing, doing all postural exercises, activities, what Ramdev Baba is teaching. So, these are three types of exercises. So, these aerobic exercises, with this, you can reduce your body weight, lose your body weight, and make yourself healthy. Definitely. But, in a long run, they are harmful for our body. Like, if you are putting weight and doing regularly, you may spoil your joints and ligaments, and in old age, you will suffer a lot. And the females, is it practicable? Can all of you do whole life all these things? It is never practicable. Similarly, yogasans, all these things also are not possible. Everybody cannot do all these things. But in 21st century, everybody wants that there should be something shortest route to health, there should be some fastest route to well-being, there should be some cheapest route to fitness. But my friends, there is no such miraculous things so that immediately it can make you healthy. So, in fact, there is no shortcut route to good health. There is no miracle drug that can you make healthy. But one thing it is certain, if you daily walk for a while, daily, brisk walk, little bit fast walking daily for few minutes, definitely you will remain healthy. So walking is the best possible exercise. If you do daily walking for at least for 30 minutes, WHO World Health Organization says, those who walk 30 minutes, brisk walk 30 minutes, 5 days in a week, they remain absolutely healthy. Their cholesterol, their blood pressure, their sugar, everything will become absolutely normal. So walking is the best possible exercise. Walking is the nearest activity to the perfect exercise. And walking uses 650 muscles and 203 bones of the human body. By walking, you use all your muscles and bones and everything. Just a little bit brisk walk, fast walk. And if you do cycling, you mostly use your lower limbs. If you do swimming, you use your upper limbs and shoulder muscles. But if you do walking, you use everything. So, walking is the least expensive but most effective wellness program. You need not pay anything to any health club or go to anywhere. Just you walk and remain healthy. Walking is man's best medicine. Hippocrates has told, the father of medicine has told. An early morning walk is a blessing for the entire day. Early morning, those who walk the whole day, they are blessed. And honestly, I am telling you, I am staying here in Madhuban since last 20 years. And from Global Hospital, I daily go to Pandavabhavan walking every day morning and also come back. Daily half an hour at least I walk. That is the only secret. Those who have seen me 20 years before, 25 years before even, they will know that I am maintaining the same body weight. According to my height, I have the perfect body weight. And Baba has kept me absolutely healthy. No fever, even no common cold and all, very rarely it happens, and absolutely healthy. So just by mere walking only, you need not do anything. And take 2 miles walk every morning before breakfast. When you are taking breakfast, before that, you at least walk for half an hour, 45 minutes, then you take your breakfast. And exercise has many benefits. It reduces, improves your blood glucose management, it lowers your blood pressure, it improves your body blood fats, and the lesser intake of insulin and diabetes pills. Those who are already having suffering from diabetes, hypertension, their insulin dose and their tablets dose, they are much reduced. So in golden age, nobody was unhealthy. Everybody was full of health. You see, when you look at the picture or the statues of Lakshminarayan, you feel so much of, actually, you are delighted. And similarly, in silver age also, you look at the picture of Ram Sita, they are also very healthy. What is the secret? Do you know? They are doing all this Kapalbhati and Anulom Vilom or Chakrasana, Vakrasana, Sirsasana. They were doing all these things? No, they were not doing. Are they going to Gymkhana or doing all this dumbbell and barbell and all these things? No, they were not doing. But still they were healthy. And in copper age also we are all healthy because we are doing all hard work. At that time there was no equipment, machines and all these things. We are doing all physical activities, we are healthy. But look at when the iron age came, what has happened to us? And in the modern age, you see, what happened to us? So, check your body weight regularly. At your home, at least you keep a weighing machine. And according to your height, you measure yourself. And maintain your ideal body weight. Otherwise, if you are very heavy, after a few years of your age, then you will spoil your knee joint. And you know, in Global Hospital, every month we are replacing at least 15 to 20 knees every month. People overweight, being overweight, they destroy, they spoil their knee and they come for replacement and spend lakhs of rupees. So, maintain an ideal body weight and check your blood pressure also regularly, because blood pressure, high blood pressure is also a silent killer. High blood pressure is a disease which is silent killer. You will never realize anything. All of a sudden there will be acute heart attack, there will be paralysis, stroke and paralysis. So always check after the age of 30, at least annually, at least once in a year, you should check your blood pressure. And in our global hospital, we have everything. You can, whenever you are coming for your refreshment of your soul, at least you just check your physical things also and keep this bodily vehicle also fit. Just like a driver, how powerful he may be, but if the car is punctured, he is helpless. Similarly, the body, this Madhuvan is a wonderful place where you can just enlighten yourself spiritually, but simultaneously your body also you can, it is a wonderful garage where you can repair it also. So check your blood pressure regularly and check your blood sugar regularly, because diabetes has become an epidemic, a pandemic. It is spreading like anything, and everybody is suffering from diabetes now, and it is a sweet killer. You never know. Majority people, they do not know, have any problems, any symptoms, and all of a sudden come with all possible complications. People become blind, they develop heart attack, they destroy the kidneys. Some people, they get amputation of the limb because of the complication of the diabetes. So check your blood pressure, blood sugar regularly also. We have everything in Global Hospital. You can have you check yourself at least once in a year. You are coming to Baba's home every year, annually, anyway. But you should check yourself. Otherwise, one day you will have some problem. And at that time, you will blame God. But God says, God help those who help themselves. So ignorance is not an excuse. You will say that, oh, I was not knowing. No, no, you should take care of your health. In one meeting, Babdada's meeting, in a single day, three old people, they died in Madhuvan. And Baba, on that day, he told that no, you should know about your body also. And if you cannot sustain your body, how can you sustain your subjects in the golden age? You cannot take care of your body, this single, simple thing. How can you take care of your so many subjects in your country, in the golden age? So take care of your body also. And stress is also diabetogenic. And we, Baba's children, most of us, we should not have tension or stress or worries in our life. If you really understand the secret of drama, and you have gone into the depth of the knowledge, and you really surrender to Baba and deliver everything to Him, then there should not be trace of any stress in our life. Do you know who are the people who commit the suicide most? Which is the profession in the entire world who commit the suicide most? Do you know? It is the doctors who commit the suicide most. And amongst the doctors, who commit the suicide most? Do you know? It was psychiatrists initially, but now it is the anesthesiologists, those who give anesthesia during surgery. And you'll be surprised to know, when the Global Hospital started, I joined as an anesthesiologist. Because at that time there was no anesthesiologist, I took the challenge. I was, till now also, I am looking after Department of Anesthesiology. But when I saw majority of the patients are suffering from diabetes, then Dadi Guljar, Nirbhar Bhai, they all inspired me. So I again studied and I did my post-graduation in diabetology, and since 3-4 years I am looking after diabetes also. And why diabetes commit this suicide most? Because when you are, suppose in your home, your father or mother or some relative all of a sudden becomes unconscious for a few minutes only, will you be worried? How much tension you will have? Immediately you will rush to a doctor or ask somebody for help. And during surgery, for hours together, we make somebody unconscious. The surgeon will be cutting and patient will be bleeding. And ultimately, after many hours, cancer surgery particularly, for 10 hours, 12 hours, 20 hours, they keep on operating. And after that, the patient should be absolutely normal. His memory should be clear. His heart, his everything should be functioning properly. Do you think that it is a joke? It is such a job of stress. When I was undergoing anesthesia training in Bombay, I have seen my professors in the full air-conditioned theater sweating like anything. They are drenched absolutely. And suppose you By mistake, inject something, you cannot withdraw. And if suppose the patient dies, can you show your face to the relatives? So, the doctors themselves, they inject and commit suicide. But honestly, in Baba's hospital, since 20 years I am practicing single-handed, I don't have senior, I don't have junior. Last year only we recruited another anesthesiologist who is supporting me. Otherwise, single-handed, and Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, and all the senior brothers and sisters have been operated here in our hospital. But honestly, I am telling, I don't have even 1% of stress in my life. So, if you practice Raj Yoga sincerely, if you understood the depth of the knowledge and you surrender to Baba, you won't have any stress in life. And you should not have any all these lifestyle related diseases in your life. So, stress is also diabetogenic, and people take alcohol, the smoking, tobaccos and what not. But these are not remedies for this disease. And so what are the triad of healthy living? The triad of healthy living is physically active life, balanced and vegetarian diet, and stress-free life through meditation. If you practice all these three things, then you will experience a completely healthy life. So adopt spiritual lifestyle for complete health. There is a old proverb, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. But if you go to the outside world, how many people get early? They eat very late, they go to bed very late, get up very late in the morning. But we children of Baba, we are very fortunate. We get up in the nectar hour, Amrit Vela, we have all meetings with Bab Dada and we enjoy our life. So early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. Positive thinking and meditation also keeps you mentally healthy, physically healthy. So, and for tension-free life, this is the only medication, Raj Yoga meditation. There is no drug for tension or stress. The psychiatrist will prescribe some pills to make you sleep only, that's all. So, practice meditation to have a tension-free life. And meditation is the only way. And similarly, Mahatma Gandhi had three monkeys, you know. One monkey closing the eyes, one monkey closing the ears, the other mouth. What does it mean? See no evil, talk no evil, hear no evil. But Baba says, if you practice these three things, you will become a Mahatma. But Baba is making us Devatma. Devatma, we are becoming deities. So in order to become a deity, you have to practice seven things. Can anybody say what are those seven things? These are the three things we know, but what are the rest four things? See no evil, talk no evil, hear no evil, think no evil, do no evil. Very good. What two things more? Two things more. Eat no evil and read no evil. Don't read all nonsense things, novels and all what people are reading. Baba is telling my children in the entire Kalpa, this is the only time I have come, just listen to me and whatever I am teaching, just listen and read. But people will be reading so many things, nonsense things. So read no evil and eat no evil. Then only you will become a deity. And healthy relations and family life also is important. Unless you have healthy relation, then the life becomes very stressful and so many diseases come. And addiction-free life, people take so many things and they spoil their body. But we are fortunate, Baba keeps us aloof from all these things. And this cigarettes, cigars and this all this tobacco in different forms, opium and all these things, people, they consume all these things and they become unhealthy. Similarly, personal hygiene also is equally important. We have to cleanse this body. And in one murli, Sakar Murli, Baba has told, those children, after getting up in the morning, early morning, they take the bath and meet me. they attain the very high status. Lovefully they meet me and they have good meditation, they will attain the kingly status in the golden age. So if you go to the temple also, in India particularly, people who, devotees who go to the temple, they take bath and they put on good garments and they go. And in here we are practically meeting God. And suppose we do not have bath, then you feel drowsy also. So soon after getting up, we should have a bath, then only you will become fresh and you put on some new clothes and good clean cloth and meet Bapdada. Then you see Amrit Vela will be very powerful. So personal hygiene also equally important, and keep fit with music. If you can't walk, people have problem in the knees, don't have streets to walk. So for them, it is very easy to keep fit with music. How? Nowadays, there are different dance schools where people go and practice with music. They do dance and through that, they have maintained their good health. And the secret of the healthy life in the golden age and silver age, I was talking about, the secret was early morning, all the deities will be going for picnicking and they will be dancing and all this. In the evening also there will be drama theaters and everybody will be dancing there. And when you dance, naturally all your limbs, they get mobilized and you maintain a very good health. So this was the secret. And you see, who is he? I was telling about Shiv Baba. In India, he is mentioned as, depicted as Nataraj. So he is dancing. Shiv Baba is dancing. See? And who is he? He is Ganpati. Who is he? He is the child of Shiv Baba. We are the children of Shiva. This is the remembrance. In our remembrance, this artist has put us like this. So he is also dancing. That means, in our remembrance, people have made this picture. And when somebody plays some music, even the elderly people, you start jumping. Now if I play some music, your feet will start moving, your hands, your shoulder and everything will start moving like that. And forget about human being, when you play music, even animals, they start jumping. So if you want to really become healthy, then walk and be healthy, dance and be healthy. If you have sufficient space and your health permits, at least half an hour, do little bit fast walking. Put on good shoes and do fast walking. And play beautiful music, whatever you like. Play good music and dance at least for few minutes, early in the morning and in the evening also. You see, with dance, you'll forget all your worries and tension and anxiety in your mind, and your body automatically, everything will become alright. You'll lose your body weight and you'll keep good health. So if somebody cannot walk, at least if you can play music, can you dance all? Yes? Ready? Now we'll play music and all of us will dance. So adopt healthy lifestyle to defeat diabetes and lifestyle related diseases. Welcome to Global Hospital. We have just in this Bapdada's meeting, I launched a program, Bapdada Blessed Me Start, because in our hospital, I started a clinic with the inspiration of our Dadi to actually screen and do all examination and treat our children or even outsiders having diabetes, hypertension, all lifestyle related diseases. So we have a package here, we admit and screen and full checkup, we have all equipments, everything, and we teach early morning how to do exercise, aerobic exercises, stretching exercises, I teach meditation. It is a complete package. Anybody, if you are interested, you can come and know details about this program. And once in a year you are coming to Madhuvan, so you can take the advantage of this. So the holy sthal for holistic healthcare, Global Hospital. Thank you very much. Now I'll request brother to play music, and with that music, everybody please stand up. Please stand up. For a few minutes, we'll clap and we'll dance. So, with the music, if you clap, then you spend energy and you mobilize your... with the rhythm. Thank you very much. Play music of your own favorite, any choice, any music you play and dance. Few minutes in the morning, few minutes in the evening. You'll see, you'll burn your calories, you'll maintain a very perfect ideal body weight and you'll be free from all diseases. Thank you very much. 2 minutes in silence.